Folks, this segment is brought to us by the Best of Texas Barbecue Sauce, which I consider to be the best barbecue sauce in the world, the gourmet of all barbecue sauces, if you will. And also brought to us by Heavenly Bread Pudding, available at Brookshire's, and also you can get it at Brookshire's Brothers. Give some of this bread pudding a try with some hot coffee before your next outdoor outing. I guarantee you, you're going to love it.
Well, folks, I tell you what. You know, quail numbers in Texas, where most of us are listening, are not what they used to be. I haven't heard a wild quail in eastern Texas where I was raised in 2 decades. Not to say there might not be an isolated covey, but there are not many. There are some pockets, of course, out in West Texas, Northwest Texas, with huntable numbers of bobwhites. But even there, it's not like it used to be, you know. What do you say right now that we go up and visit with a buddy of mine, Mr. Ryan Hanslick, up in Arapahoe, Nebraska, which is might sound like the end, you know, across the continent to many of you, but it's really, I outfitted hunts in Lebanon, Kansas for a long time. I could be there in about 8-hour drive. It's just across the border into Nebraska is where Arapahoe is located. But there's lots of quail up there, Ryan's telling me, and that's what we want to talk about. Ryan owns a motel up there, and he's catering to hunters that want to come up, bring their dogs, and I don't know, he can probably point you in a lot of directions, but hunting is free. Access, land access is free. So let's visit with Ryan, see what we can learn. Ryan, thank you, buddy, for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me, Luke.
Yeah, you've got some information that a lot of folks listening will put to good use because, you know, a lot of people still do love to hunt quail on their own. And it's just, if you live in Texas, especially eastern Texas, you're looking at a long drive to find what might be acceptable quail hunting. But tell us about the numbers. I mean, you said it's a good year up there now, right?
It is a good year for quail. This will tell you how young I am, but I was in high school in the 90s when we had tremendous pheasant numbers. Back in the 90s, we didn't have any quail up here. But you could go out in a CRP field and you might jump 100 roosters out of one field, but you wouldn't see quail. We didn't start seeing quail till after that. For some reason, farming changed. I don't know why, but our pheasant numbers are down. They're higher right now than they have been in 5 years, but our quail numbers are higher than I've ever seen anywhere. I grew up down in Colby, Kansas, Northwest Kansas.
Yep.
Never had quail. The guys here just right across the line pretty much from where I grew up, they've never had quail either. You would not have any problem if you walked, you know, took a day walk in the public hunting, seeing 100 birds or plus. Everybody that I talk to sees quail. We see quail every day going down the roads. It really is fun. I remember when I was younger going back to Belleville, Kansas, some guys from Kansas City would come out. They'd bring some good dogs. And that really is hard to beat. The sound of them quail coming up.
Oh, boy. If you have any adrenaline in your body and you see that old pointer walk up and maybe he'll turn his head
out.
He might turn his head a little to the right or the left, pinpointing the exact location of those birds. And then that when they get up. That's what makes it tick. Well, let's tell us about your place. You've got a motel there. And you are catering to people that want to come up and hunt. And my hat is off to you, Ryan. We need more of that. Go ahead.
I bought the motel in March. We signed the papers in February, right before it shut down. And this motel has been in one family for, I don't know, 40 years. The lady that owned it, she passed away. And we bought it from the estate. They always did have hunters here, but they didn't hunt. They just picked them up just because they were here. The hunters come to this area. I'm a hunter, and I would just as soon fill the place up with hunters rather than people traveling through from the left coast.
Yes, sir. I'm with you. Well, I'm tracking with you, Ryan. Yep.
Okay. So I hunt. I don't hunt birds as much as I used to, just because I've gotten so busy. I don't know how that happens when you get to this middle age. You just work too much.
It happens. I know.
I do hunt coyotes a lot every day on the weekends, and I've got a whole bunch of dogs for that. And of course, we got a couple dachshunds. We are dog friendly. We know what it's like to have hunting dogs. I'll have a place set up there at the motel for guys to clean birds and keep them in the freezer, and we can point you towards restaurants to get a good steak. We can point you towards the hunting opportunities. I've got some of the landowners have said they're willing to open up to some guys if they want to come. Our shining beacon is Nebraska's program that we've got up here. It's called Walk-In Hunting. The farmers sign up for this walk-in hunting program, and of course they get paid for it. They're only accepted in the program if they're actually farming it for the wildlife.
Right. Yep.
So it's not going to be just, you know, a summer fallow field that's worked and doesn't have any cover. The stuff that's in this walk-in hunting program's got, you know, weed rows and thickets and brushy draws, everything that the birds need. So there's quite a bit of that out there. The state comes up and puts out a map, and I'll have a bunch of those maps before hunting season. I'll have a bunch of those maps so we know where it's at. But doing the hunting I do, I've got a pretty good handle on where the hot spots are year after year anyways. Good, you know, be able to send you to the right spots right off the get-go.
You bet.
So.
Well, it's an awesome opportunity. Now, this is a little different than what you're doing, I know, but say someone comes up that maybe doesn't have dogs. You can walk up quail and shoot them. We both know that, and all of our listeners do. But it's quail hunting is a sport that's tailor-made for a good pointer or a good setter. Say they don't have. Is there any opportunities to maybe private land or something to cut a deal with a farmer or somebody that hunts and, hunt with, I won't say so much a guided hunt, but maybe that's what I'm talking about. You know, somebody that's got the land and the dogs, any of that up there?
There's opportunities both ways. There's a guide here in town that we've got guides that come in with dogs to take people out.
Okay.
If that's what you're looking for.
Yeah.
They're as far as landowners that have dogs, there's not so much of that.
Right.
I can think of
but
one,
there are
but
some,
I don't know that he...
Yeah, somebody's available if they wanted to hire a guide, right? And,
yeah.
And then the thing is, you know, why would you go that far to hire a guide? The bottom line is these are wild quail. And I don't know how many, of course, I'm 70 years old and I grew up with a shotgun and we always had some kind of not a field trial winner, but some kind of an old pointer that showed me where the quail were, you know? And
sure.
I hunted them, but they were wild quail. There are so many people now, Ryan, especially in Texas, that's never shot a wild quail. You know,
I believe it.
That's
believe
the truth. That because not because they don't want to or they wouldn't if they could. They're just the opportunity's not there. So, knocking shooting preserves. I've went years and not shot wild quail myself, but kept in the game by going to a good shooting preserve. You know, I love it.
They serve their purpose. They absolutely do. And there's a lot of guys, like you said, a lot of younger guys, younger than me, that have never seen a wild quail, never shot a wild quail, never been able to find private land to go hunt on, hunt wild birds.
Exactly.
Everything's leased. It's not that way up here yet. I don't know if it will get that way, but we're a little different than East Texas in that manner. We don't have a lot of the stuff leased. Some of the deer hunting is leased up.
Yep.
But a lot of the stuff they put in this walk-in hunting program really makes it easy for anybody, dog or not, to come up. And it doesn't matter if you stay with me or not. We do have quail, and it is an impressive thing if you've never gone out and hunted. Walk out there without a dog even. Walk the weed rows. If we got a little snow, it's easy to see when they're, you know, to see their tracks and you know when they're going to be coming. And it is possible. I don't know that anywhere else has the numbers of quail that we've got. I hear the same thing out of guys from Missouri and in Iowa and Indiana and Ohio.
Yeah.
All the places back east where they traditionally grew up with quail, they don't have quail now either.
Exactly.
Some reason, farming practices changed, and we've got them, and nobody else does. Kansas does, northern Kansas at least.
Yes, they do.
I don't know that eastern Nebraska has near as many as we've got out in southwest Nebraska.
Well, Ryan, a few years, Buddy and I outfitted deer hunts up in Lebanon, Kansas, near Lebanon, which is the geographic center of the United States. Now, to give you an idea, folks, where we're talking, how far we're talking, it took us about 8 hours from north central Texas to drive to Lebanon. Well, Arapaho is just across the border up into Kansas. So another hour and so, and you're up to Arapaho. I want to do this.
Depending on where you come from. If you come from Amarillo, we're only 7 hours.
7 hours? But,
we'd be another hour or so past Lebanon if you're coming from Fort Worth area.
Okay. Well, yeah, and we've got a lot of friends listening up in the Panhandle right now, too. Let's do this. We have time to connect people with you, Ryan. So how do they, I know you're on Facebook, but number, phone number, anything you want to do so people can contact you?
Well, start out with the phone number. This is my cell phone. My cell phone number is 308-539-6139.
Okay.
If they want to go online and see the website that we put together, they can do that too. It's www.shadyrestne, as in Nebraska, shadyrestne.com.
Okay. So, excellent. Yep. Go ahead, Ryan. I think you've got to give me a little more information there.
Well, I don't have a whole lot more. I could give you the email address, but it's just as easy to call and talk.
Yep. Give him a call, yep, folks, and I'm going to try to get up there myself. Who knows? We may, a few of us could join up there. But, Ryan, thank you, buddy, for being with us. I want to get back with you, and I want to talk some deer hunting, and we want to mention this. I know it's going to be of major interest to a lot of bird hunters. So I'll get you back again, and let's talk some more hunting. What do you say?
Sounds good.
Folks, that was what I like to call another real-world outdoor segment, Nuts and Bolts Hunting and Fishing Talk. I want to remind you, Pyramid Air is your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Simply go online to pyramidair.com to check them out. Mill Creek Ranch Resort down in Canton is an awesome place to stay. Private cabins that you're escorted back to. Check out Mill Creek Ranch Resort, folks, right there near the trade days, really, just right across the road there. MillCreekRanchResort.com. And do not forget, my friends, with Platinum Chevrolet and Platinum Cadillac there in Terrell, Texas.